producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com. First aid.
Of October 10/1/15/... And here on the Good Day program is my friend and confidant. Are you supposed to be a confidant of mine? You're younger than I am. What about that? Yep. What about that, Jennifer? What about you being my confidant?
Oh, I'm a great confidant.
Yes, you are.
Say
confident.
Confident.
You're a confident confidant.
Yes.
All right, so Jennifer Horn is here. Kenny Kessler is here. McFadden at the controls in a bit. The focus today, as we look at the trending things at DougStephan.com, there are a lot of people talking about the Afghan forces taking particular areas back from the Taliban. I feel ill-equipped to discuss this because I'm not fair when it comes to this. I think this is the biggest, most ridiculous boondoggle that we as a country have found ourselves in for years, and I find it noxious, frankly, obnoxious and noxious that we are wasting money and men and manpower over there to deal with a group that you're never going to deal with. The Russians tried for how many years to deal with the Taliban and were unsuccessful? And
a long time.
In many ways, a lot bloodthirstier than we are. I don't see it. I don't get it. I don't like it. So I don't want to be unpleasant. Let's keep moving. I don't know what's better about this. The Bahamas today getting whacked by Hurricane Joaquin. And it's a Category 3 storm now, which means it's 110 miles an hour blowing up the East Coast. The Carolinas will get it probably tomorrow. Washington and the Delmarva on Friday. New York not going to likely be hit, according to what I've seen in the trajectories. And probably New England won't get hit much more than a lot more rain. It got a lot of rain yesterday in New England. I'm in Pennsylvania, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Got a lot of rain as I traveled down here yesterday. But inland, you don't see the same kind of problem as you will on the coasts. And the Congress of the United States, Congress of these here United States, voted to keep the government open. Oh, gosh, oh, gee, golly. To stop
no
gap spending bill. No, not at all.
It would have
okay.
been political suicide if they had closed down.
Yes.
The government.
Well, there are
the
some
GOP
people that are there that are capable of political suicide, as
That's
we all
true.
Know.
That's
yes.
true.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm at the Business Evolution Conference in Harrisburg, put on by a gentleman that Jennifer and I know well, one of the great broadcasting families and one of the great broadcasters in terms of inspiration, understanding how the business works, and somebody who has taken what he learned. Remember, what's that kindergarten? Who's that? Robert Fulghum wrote the book about All I Learned in Life. I Learned in Kindergarten or The Sandbox or something like that. And John Dame, who's here with me, we're going to talk to him in a moment about business and business strategies and stuff. All he learned in The Sandbox of Radio. So we'll see how that applies to real life in a moment as we continue on Good Day at 11 after the hour.
IAA Crep, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014, same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Crep, Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
Kohl's Fall for You sale is going on now, and you can take an extra 15% off through Saturday. Go to Kohl's.com to download your savings pass. Then use it on top of already great savings, like 30 to 50% off the L.C. Lauren Conrad collection. Save on denim for her, and save 30 to 40% on handbags and fall fashion accessories. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Right now through Saturday at Kohl's. Select styles, some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
They say life is about choices. So let me introduce you to one of the best choices you can make in life. Grainger Choice. The Grainger Choice product line has just about everything we need to keep this place running. From batteries to V-belts, safety to sump pumps. And with Grainger Choice, we can trust that every product is dependable and cost-effective. When it comes to making life choices, here's a great one. Grainger Choice. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/choice or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
They say life is about choices. So let me introduce you to one of the best choices you can make in life. Grainger Choice. The Grainger Choice product line has just about everything we need to keep this place running. From batteries to V-belts, safety to sump pumps. And with Grainger Choice, we can trust that every product is dependable and cost-effective. When it comes to making life choices, here's a great one. Grainger Choice. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/choice or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Flu season starts with all kinds of symptoms. At Walmart, we can help you be prepared before they show up with products like Mucinex to help relieve chest congestion and Delphin to help silence coughs for 12 hours. You'll also want to be ready with Sudafed PE to relieve sinus congestion and pressure, and Motrin for body aches and to reduce fever. So don't wait until the symptoms have already started. Be prepared for flu season this year. Stock up on everything you need at Walmart.
Use all products as directed.
And don't forget that you can get the flu shots at Walmart. This portion of the program brought to you by the folks at Walmart. This is, and that's a very interesting business model, which brings me around to introducing you to a gentleman that I have known for a long, long time, had great respect for, and I don't even need to have that in the past tense. John Dame is a Pennsylvanian of some note. He and his family ran a lot of radio stations in Pennsylvania when it was cool to have radio stations in Pennsylvania. A number of years ago, he moved out of that business with his family, started a syndicated radio program with a guy named Mike Gallagher, and that did well, and Mike moved on, and John moved on, so he started a business strategy company, and he, along with others, are presenting this business evolution conference. Why Harrisburg, Pennsylvania? Because John is in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. That's probably the main reason, right?
That's correct. The main reason is I have contacts here. This is the beta event. So it's the test event for this concept, which I hope to take around the country or the world.
Why? What is there? How is business evolving using the terminology that you have here to bring people together? There obviously are problems, and what I've read about how you handle and suggest that people who run businesses, and I say this proudly, we have a lot of, on the stations that carry this program, in markets where small businesses thrive, the ma and pa operation, the backbone. We say it, but it's important to understand it really is the backbone of the country. And with so much government interference, it's frustrating for people who run medium the size small businesses, medium size, even some big businesses, to have to deal with that. Is that the number one problem business has in continuing to evolve, or are there others?
I think the top problem that people have is finding and keeping good people. That's the biggest issue. And when you look at the market, you know, part of this event is looking at the millennials and how frustrated people are in terms of the things that millennials seem to do, which
Can
I don't...
Can you explain that a little bit more? What do they seem to be doing?
Well, they're the people that, you know, you talk about helicopter parents where everybody wants to win an award. Millennials quit jobs without... I mean, the average... So here's a question for you. How many jobs has the average 27-year-old had?
I can't tell you. My son's 37, and he's had a dozen since he got out of college.
Nine.
By 27.
And
what kind of jobs are they, John?
It doesn't matter. Yeah, people just, it could be all different kinds of jobs from the time they were younger to older, but ultimately what has happened is that the marketplace has changed and how you lead those people has to evolve. And I grew up in a command and control environment. I mean, you know, it's kind of all of our business theory and practice has evolved from the military, really. That's where, you know, the kind of strategy, command and control, chain of command has come from. And in the world today, when you look at some numbers, for example, people who are engaged are only about 30% of the workforce right now. So 70% of the workforce is actively to partially disengaged.
What does that mean? Twitter, Facebook?
That means that they're just not emotionally connected with the job. They punch in, they punch out, which gets to be frustrating for people. And
for bosses, for workers,
for everybody. Because if you're a hard worker and emotionally connected and you're standing next to somebody who's not connected, it's very difficult because you kind of get drawn into their zone. And so today, as leaders, you know, what we have to do is change. We have to evolve. And that evolution, and another number that's kind of daunting is that in 5 years, 48% of the workforce is going to be millennials or younger, and in 10 years, over 90%. So we have to get on board with this because it's who we have to deal with in terms of organizations and helping them perform at a higher level. So the evolution involves how we talk to people, how we feedback to them, how we, for example, one thing that I would encourage organizations to do is, I know all the HR people will pull their hair out with this, but annual reviews are terrible. They're just terrible. Waiting to one time a year to have a conversation with people about performance are not very effective for the bosses or the people who they do it for.
Is it a regular thing or is it something that should happen spontaneously?
I'd have regularly scheduled feedback sessions with everybody. You know, my best organizations that I work with do monthly one-to-ones with all their clients, all their employees, and there are no surprises then when you get to the end of the year or you have a compensation discussion, and you also give people the chance to get better. You know, most people want to do a good job. They're just not encouraged that much to do a good job.
John Dame runs this Business Evolution Conference here. He is a business consultant, has been a radio person. He invited me to come down here. We sort of haven't seen each other we were just talking a few minutes ago how long it's been, and we both don't look a bit different than we did the last time we started.
Not a bit, yeah.
So how much of this business acumen, you talk about the millennials, and we have to deal sort of with them, how much of it, I mentioned, you said the biggest problem was handling and hiring and holding on to people. What about the government, though? The millennials have come up in an atmosphere where they just sort of are accepting of government, what I call, and you probably call, government interference in business. You can't do anything. They now are used to, or my children are used to, maybe yours are too, of just having the government there so that it's a day-to-day thing. Mm-hmm. And with us, it impedes the success. I think that the government really impedes the success of my business.
Well, to a certain extent, I think there are certain areas where the government has played a role. For example, if you look at small businesses, you know, you talked about the backbone of the country. The regulatory environment in banking has changed how people can borrow money. The kind of problems that occur, you know, in the past, there were character loans that would go to companies. You know, you're in a town, right. People know you, they will. And today, because of the regulatory issues, banks have to write down notes so fast. It's not the bank's fault, but the government has set up a system where they want to protect everybody. It's under that guise. But what it's done is it's kind of eliminated some of those things like character lending. And
you sound like my bank. I was talking to the president of my bank yesterday about this very thing. Regulators had been in there, they'd been on him about some loans, and they're after him to write them down and get rid of them, even though there's no risk for the bank in having the loans continue. There's so much pressure, it seems unreal.
Yeah, well, what I think, it's an overreaction to what happened in 2008, and certainly it protects people. I mean, it protects the banks. The other thing that happens is the banks have to get so big now because the regulatory issues cost a lot. And to follow all the rules and regulations. And so what has happened is that banks are consolidating. You know, you don't see as many of the small town banks as you once did. And they have to get bigger to pay the dues.
Regulatory, that's what he was saying. All right, let's continue this thread through the course of my next couple of days here. I'm at the Business Evolution Conference. John Dame is running it, and there'll be some tidbits that those of you who run businesses will be appreciative to have exposure to. John, thanks for inviting me again. 21 after on Good Day.
Still Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold Fish Oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold Fish Oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Shall be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three.
Three.
Love
very
it.
Clever.
Love
very
it.
Clever. All right, this is our three song, what's it, we call it, contest. That has three tunes, three songs by different artists that have a particular thing in common. You have to put your thinking caps on and listen. All of these songs are going to fit, but you got to have a mindset that looks for the nuance, sort of like listening between the notes, if you will. Three songs. First one is Take It Easy by Andy Taylor. This is his first solo single, a top hit for him in 1987. He got help on this track from members of the new wave band Missing Persons. It was also featured in the sports movie American Anthem. So crank this up, Carol, will you? Kenny, is this going to be a difficult one?
Yeah, I think this is going to be harder than most.
Well, the one yesterday I thought was hard, but we people listen and they're very tuned into music, so they'll figure this out. All right, I'm giving
they're
you.
Gonna, you know, there are going to be some people who are real fans of these three songs, and they'll know. So they need to be listening and calling.
All right, listen carefully. First song, again, Take It Easy in our My Three Songs contest. Second song by Arcadia called Election Day. This was their first and biggest hit, 1985 the year, joined on vocals by Grace Jones. Even though Arcadia was a UK band, the song has been used almost every November by anybody in media covering elections. So that's the second song. First song, Take It Easy by Andy Taylor. Second song, Election Day by Arcadia. Third song, Some Like It Hot by Power Station. If you know what connects these songs right now, and you're sure of it, call us at 888-302-DOUG and tell us all of the songs here are connected in the following blank way. All right, Jennifer, you got to figure it out?
I don't.
No. Really?
No.
Kenny's got to figure it out.
That's
he put
a tough
it
one.
Yeah. All right. So what have you got? Have you figured it out? 888-302-3684. Put these songs together, and you will have little bippity-boppity-boo. Think of a popular group. They're Australian, not English, right, Kenny?
These are, no, they're English.
Oh, they are all English. Okay. All right.
And
are
all of the same.
Well, they Australians and Englishmen and South Americans and, you know, people, South Americans, good, like South Africans, to the unwashed ear, all sound the same. All right, so we need to go back and play little bits and pieces of each of these songs again, Kara. We can do that. You got 60 seconds to figure out what connects these three songs at 888-302-3684. Take It Easy by Andy Taylor, Election Day by Arcadia, and Some Like It Hot by Power Station. All right, so who do we have in there? What's this? Kara, I can't hear the song. I don't know what you're playing.
That's Arcadia.
That's Arcadia. All right. So, I don't mind saying that all these songs are foreign to me. I wouldn't have figured this out in 100 million zillion years.
Yeah.
So we got anybody that knows the answer, Kara, or are we on? Can I expose?
Not yet. We're stumping people.
All right. So every once in a while we get a stumper. The songs here are by artists that include members of Duran Duran.
Ah.
How is that?
They're at the Hollywood Bowl tonight, by the way.
Yeah. Are they?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So I'm going to get on a plane and... No,
come on out. Let's go.
28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, dogs and cats need positive attention, but they will seek negative attention if necessary. If you are too busy to include playtime in your schedule every day, your pet will undoubtedly react by doing something, anything, to get your attention, being chewing the sofa leg or eliminating on the rug or jumping up on everyone when they come at the house. Naturally, you will punish your pet for this behavior, which will create the sought-after contact between you, as unpleasant as it may be. You know, negative attention syndrome, or what so many people describe as animals acting spiteful, quickly reverses itself once the pet is a positive outlet for his energy. It's the quality of time you spend together that's important, not the quantity. You know, a lot of people will call me up and they say, listen, my dog doesn't listen to me at all, but if I yell at him, the dog really responds. Well, just like young kids, if they're not getting positive attention, they'll respond to negative attention. Any attention is better than no attention at all. That's why it's important to pay a lot of attention to your dogs or cats when they're doing everything right. I'm Warren Eckstein.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's products powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish. Robust, mouth-watering vegetables. All from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 Listen Line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
The hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Death Controls in our studio in Washington, Kenny Kessler monitoring Facebook.com and Twitter. Kenny, what is the most outrageous, silliest, maybe most fun comment in the last 24 hours, excuse me, that you have seen? Because you're privy to all of this. I don't read full confession. I don't have time to look at a lot of this stuff. Although, and I find, because Meredith is now all over Facebook. She has so much stuff that she sees.
Your lady friend, Meredith.
I see, yeah. I see how much time it takes to actually pay attention to this stuff. I mean, this can be really time-consuming. So,
social media distraction.
Yeah, right. So anyway, I think that there are... people are so serious about all of this stuff. My God, the president, and then there's the Kentucky... the clerk, Kim What's-Her-Face. Oh, man, the Pope. So you must have something fun. Something when you saw it, the corner of your mouth sort of crinkled up. Or maybe you ran to Lisa, your wife, and said, "Lisa, look at this." You ever do that?
Yeah, I do some of those, and then I delete the comments. Well, we try and do a mostly family-friendly show, so if you're going to use bad language on our social media page, I'm going to remove that. If you're going to resort to name-calling of anybody on the show, I'm going to get rid of that, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What's the most recent name one of us has been called? Start with me. Because and we say this in fun because people get really, really funny when they get really, really serious.
People are
sometimes.
Mean sometimes.
And it's really, it gets to the point where it's funny when they start attacking you.
Well,
luckily we can laugh at it.
A lot of the words are things I can't, not just directed at you, Rich, but a lot of the words that made me delete the comments are things that
right.
we can't say on the radio.
Seven words you can't say, right?
All right, yeah. So then you don't have anything that's fun. That's what you're telling us. I was looking for something that sort of would break the ice, because we tend to get, again, around all of these issues, ugly about facts and conversations about facts and comings and goings of events that happen in countries that we can't control and politicians and things that we can't control, and we feel like our lives are out of control. So sometimes just having something silly as a reference point it makes everything seem like it makes more sense.
Well, you remember the other day when you went down your list of things a Southerner would never say?
Yes, I do remember that.
Well, Roy, who I'm not sure where he is, but somewhere.
I'm guessing by the tone of your voice, he's a Southerner. Yes, okay.
He says, "Hey, Doug, you will never hear a Southerner say, 'Gee, that Yankee Doug is brilliant.'"
That's funny.
That is funny. That was very funny. Thank you, sir, for passing that. That's it. All right. A couple of moments on the television news, because I'm going to change things around. I'm at a business evolution conference. You're hearing me as I sit in the lobby of the Hilton Hotel in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. I'm here for a couple of days on the invite of John Dame, a gentleman who's been a radio person for all of his life. He's a radio brat like Jennifer is. Grew up in the business. His father and family ran a radio company for a long time when it was fashionable for families to still run radio companies. And then he did, like most of the families, he got out. But he started a consultancy that really has done very, very well in dealing with not only the business of radio, but the business of business. And because we're so fascinated with things like Shark Tank, and you've heard me, this is the fiber of my being. I encourage people that businesses in the garage, in the basement, start something. Take a passion you've got. Create a business. Even if you don't have a full-time business, create a business that perhaps at some point in time will really take over your life. And there still are people who are doing that, as is evidenced by yesterday we had Robert, I never can pronounce his name right.
Hershevik
mm-hmm. from Shark Tank on, and he said that they had, 42,000 people apply a year for 220 slots. 42,000 people who are in business, who have come up with an idea, who are trying to get traction, and they would be whittled down to 220 people that actually get the call. Now, we've had on this program for the last, 4 years, Richie, 3.5, 4 years, a focus on people who are dreamers that want to create their own businesses. We connected to a company called My Cool Inventions, and we pushed entrepreneurialism and inventors that way. Many of them have ended up on home shopping with their devices. So I'm much a believer in the small family businesses, like I am the small farmer. I want to see that's really the tone, the backbone of our country, and I want to see it continue. So I'm going to do whatever I can on this program to encourage that. Thus my focus here on this Business Evolution Conference, and we're going to talk to another participant in a few minutes. Before we do that, though, Jen, let's get a couple of quick headlines from television news so we don't escape that entire area today. The first thing that you and I have talked about off the air is
I don't think I can get through this part.
Kiefer Sutherland says no to any more 24s. But I think he said that before the last one, too, didn't he?
He did, but it's just how many times you say it and not mean it. At some point, there has to be something behind it. But yes, Fox announced that there would be a reboot of 24 with a new protagonist earlier this year. And Kiefer Sutherland said he hasn't ruled out a cameo at that point. But now he told BBC that 24 is definitely over for me now. He said, quote, "It's one of the greatest gifts I've ever been given as an actor, but it's moving on without me. I want to do other things."
It's time. I mean,
no,
as much as
not.
I miss him.
Give it a
and
rest,
as great
Rich.
As he is, I can see where he's probably, you know what?
This show doesn't work without him. It doesn't.
It doesn't.
It just doesn't work.
Yeah.
Without him and...
And isn't he, like, in a Chinese jail right now? Like, I mean...
Moscow. He's in prison in Moscow.
Russia, yeah.
Okay, so right. Why don't we have someone come in and at least rescue him for another season and then get rid of him?
Yeah.
Just give us more Jack. Come on.
Well,
a weapon. I mean, how can Joey, a show do anything without that?
They can find his dead carcass on the cell room floor there. And
no!
Without Kiefer Sutherland and Mary Lynn Reichgob, it doesn't work. I don't see 24 working without the two of them.
Their chemistry was such a big point.
It would be a whole different show. I mean, it might be a good show, but it wouldn't be 24.
It wouldn't be 24.
Right.
It'd be 24.
A couple other quick stories, Jen.
All right, a new reality show at CBS is going to be like a real-life Hunger Games. This is so crazy. People are alone. They're defenseless. They're afraid. A group of trained investigators are trying to find them, to hunt them down. They have to use their own wits to outrun their pursuers, and the world is watching their every move on TV. It's CBS greenlit this new reality series called Hunted, based on a UK reality show of the same name, which is airing now. And so you'll see that on your TV dial soon. I know, it's weird, right?
Yeah.
Now, also in the news, these live musicals seem to be doing pretty well for TV, and Fox is doing their version of Grease. They just signed Carly Rae Jepsen on. Remember her? Call Me Maybe, the one-hit wonder.
Yeah.
That was Friends with Justin Bieber.
Don't tell me she'll play Sandy.
Frenchie, actually.
Oh, okay.
That's not a stretch.
Yeah.
So she'll be a part of that. Grease is going to air on Sunday, January 31st on Fox.
All right. It's 42 minutes past the hour. In a moment, another one of the participants in this Business Evolution Conference here in Harrisburg, a focus on business. If you are a fellow or a lady who has your own business, this is the kind of conversation that I want to have more frequently on this program. So we'll cue into that in a moment here on Good Day.
Flu season's on the way, but there are steps you can take now to be prepared, like getting your flu shot. And Walmart makes it simple. Just walk in any time to get your flu shot from one of our certified pharmacists. No appointment necessary. To make it even easier, we accept most insurance plans. A flu shot's your best shot at staying healthy this flu season. And Walmart can make taking that simple step easier than ever.
Some immunizations may not be available in all locations due to state law restrictions on pharmacist-administered immunizations. Age restrictions may apply.
Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets. The easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of three whole beets and just one teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. Comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds. Free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister. Guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. My office computers are running really slow. Do you?
Staples has the latest Windows 10 devices. They're lightning fast.
But I want...
A great deal? Right now, get up to $220 off select laptops, desktops, and 2-in-1 PCs with Windows 10.
Wow, and do you have plans?
No, actually, I'm free.
I meant tech service plans.
Yes, we do, and I'm still free.
Get more tech for up to $220 less. Staples. Make more happen. Offer ends 10-3. Valid in-store and online while supplies last.
Kohl's Fall for You sale is going on now, and you can take an extra 15% off through Saturday. Go to Kohl's.com to download your savings pass. Then use it on top of already great savings, like 30 to 50% off the LC Lauren Conrad collection. Save on denim for her, and save 30 to 40% on handbags and fall fashion accessories. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent, right now through Saturday at Kohl's. Select styles, some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Everything you love about fall in one mug.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Oktoberfest is here.
Really good.
Sweet, malty, and delicious.
Oh, wow, that is really, really tasty.
If I were to think of a taste of, like, Halloween, it'd be Oktoberfest.
Smooth, caramel, roasted malt.
In the fall, when I see it, I grab it.
The Oktoberfest is what I look forward to every year. This is just perfection in a glass.
Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Enjoy it while it's here.
Coming up on 45 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program from the Business Evolution Conference in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. A gentleman named Tim Livy is here with me. He is part of the parenting. This is I'm trying to make this rather complex connection simple for people. You are an Australian, yeah?
Yeah, I come from Australia these days. I live in Austin, Texas.
How is Austin in comparison to Australia? How do you like living in Austin?
I love living in Austin. I think Texans are very self-sufficient, which is like Australia. But Austin in particular is about creativity, technology, and I think it's the number one growth economy in the U.S. for the last 10 or 15 years. So it's an amazing place to live.
Okay, so our focus here, the reason I'm here today and tomorrow, is to lend my support through my radio program to the idea of polishing businesses, to helping businesses stay healthy. It's a kind of rough environment, even though we say in America, this is the land of the free, home of the brave. You can do anything if you want to. Well, John Dame, who was with me in the last half hour, was talking about, he used one example of the banks and how the banks are so troubled with all of the routine from government interference and how it's changing how banking is conducted. There are probably other examples. How do we take people who have frustrations, who have a knowledge of a particular kind of business, maybe they're better when it comes like a plumber who understands how to plumb but he doesn't understand how the business is supposed to run. How do we help those people stay successful?
That's a great question. There are so many small businesses that are great at what I'd call the craft of their business, the plumbing, the accounting, the legal, whatever, but not necessarily good at the business of their business. So conferences like this are great at offering ideas for bringing growth, for bringing new traffic, new conversion, new web technology, stuff like that. But in particular, our focus is how do you use your business to express something more purposeful and interact more fully with your community. And when you do that, the side effect is you get more business because you're more in connection, you're more related to the people you're working for and you're serving in your business.
So and we hear the activity because people are around, and part of getting people going is to get them enthusiastic about what's going on.
Yes.
You've learned that. You've been a public speaker since you were 20.
Yes.
And you've been focused in this area. How does somebody at the age of 20 have the chops to tell people who are in their 40s and 50s how to run their businesses?
When I was very young, my parents had a great insight. My father was running at the time a company called Vistage International, which is a worldwide network of CEOs. You'll hear more about them. And so I was always around the dinner table with CEOs. And my personal passion was the internet and technology, which was sort of emerging at the time. My parents had the insight to buy me an Apple IIe computer. Do you remember those?
I don't remember those.
Way back before Apple did any Macintosh, right, any of those computers you know now, they did Apple IIe.
I'm a Commodore 64 guy.
Right about that time. So I was already learning how to program, how to work with those, and then when I went to college, I did computer science. So by the time I went to speak to a room of what we call gray hairs at the time...
careful.
What I had was that what we would now call a millennial perspective. In other words, it seems like the millennials, the young people of the day, pick up the new trends, the new technology, and really have a visceral, integrated experience of that before the leaders of their day. And that's the perspective I was able to bring to those rooms full of gray-haired people sort of before my time.
So this international company called Vistage is the parent of this Business Evolution Conference, and you're doing this. So this is, it sounds like it's almost your company now.
Yeah, Vistage is one of the key sponsors, but John Dame, one of the founders, he's been involved in Vistage for a long time. He runs several of these Vistage groups as a Vistage chair. And I've been involved as a Vistage resource speaker for many years as well. So that's kind of an integrated culture for us. But this, in many ways, is a leading edge for Vistage. And leading edge, it's a new thing about the integration of business and purpose.
Why do we need this? You've got 60 seconds to explain why we need this. Who's going to be helped by it? And why will people be paying more attention to this sort of thing in the near future?
Well, here's the hardcore business answer to that. In the next 10 years, millennials are going to make up 86% of the workforce. And millennials, simply speaking, aren't accepting a paycheck anymore. It's not enough. You've got to do something purposeful, something of contribution, something to make a difference in the world. So if you don't get on board with the purpose train, you will wind up falling off and out of business within the course of the next 5 and 10 years in many ways.
A big challenge for radio, especially because radio is a very traditional medium and has tended to pay attention to the the upper age demo and to the money demos, and that's why a lot of millennials are using podcasts, and when it comes to, we talk about television, and they want to watch what they want to watch when they want to watch it, and they want to listen to what they want to listen to when they want to listen to it. It's a whole new world.
Absolutely. Technology in particular has changed the world, and this younger generation, these younger generations are integrating it in a way that older generations like us are not. So it's pretty much watch out, learn what they're doing, where they're doing, because they are your clients. Whether you're a business to business or business to consumer, you better pay attention.
What's the website for Vistage?
Vistage.com, and Business Evolution is businessevolution2015.org.
Tim Levy, thank you for being here explaining this. 51 after, this is Good Day.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Good time, 53 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. You may be hearing Tommy Dekay, who is the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program. Tommy, you may hear in the background an orchestra. There's a there's a band. I'm in the lobby of the Hilton Hotel in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
All right.
It's Business Evolution Conference, which you would love, by the way. This is right up your alley. And a lot of other. We're all independent business people. Mm-hmm. Tom Kreitler has his own company that produces the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. I have my company that produces these four radio programs that I do every day and every week. And there are a lot of the people who are on the air with me doing various things all have their own businesses as well as being on this program. So I'm very much attuned to what we need to do to stay healthy and thrive in this very rapidly changing world of who is our customer, what's our market, how do we do what we need to, how do we stay with what we need to know today, and then make sure we're practicing what needs to be tomorrow's purpose.
Yeah, you know,
those sorts of things. And so there's a couple hundred people here who are of this same ilk as you and I are. They have small to medium-sized businesses, and they need the help of some accomplished CEOs who are part of this program. And so I'm very pleased to be here. And I think it speaks to a lot of our listeners who have small businesses and also who are maybe working in small businesses, but also people who are trying to hire folks and they can't understand why someone would come in the last 2 weeks or 2 months and then leave to go to something better. What happened to when you grew up and I grew up, our families taught us, or we learned in some way, shape, or form, that we needed to have a job for life.
You know what's different about the millennials today and the younger generations is that they didn't have the same upbringing that we did in terms of learning how to live in this thing we call a house.
No, right.
You know, the shop classes are gone, all of that sort of thing where you do some basic hands-on training on what end of the hammer to hold, and not that you're going to be a contractor, but, you know, just how to take care of homes that largely are still constructed in much the same way as they have been, Doug, for the last couple hundred years. You know, we're still doing framed walls, and we're building houses that walls of Swiss cheese and then stuffing them with windows and siding and insulation.
Yep.
You know, that's not changed. And they're breaking down in the same ways. You know, we're talking about this hurricane coming up the coast. Wind-driven rain is going to be driving through those homes. It's not changed. Yet people are not really trained on how to deal with that, and there's a lot of panic and confusion as a result.
All right, let's pause for a moment, then come back and spend a minute or so talking about how to prepare for the hurricane, which is coming up the coast, the bad weather, horrible rains and winds. What do we do today to deal with that problem that will come tomorrow here on Good Day?
Walmart can help you stay one step ahead of flu season. Because at Walmart, you can get your flu shot anytime from one of our certified pharmacists. No appointment necessary. And while you're in the store, pick up Lysol disinfecting wipes and Lysol disinfectant spray that actually kill cold and flu viruses and antibiotic-resistant bacteria. These are steps you can take right now at Walmart to help prevent the flu from getting to you.
Some immunizations may not be available in all locations due to state law restrictions on pharmacist-administered immunizations. Age restrictions may apply. Use all products as directed.
All right, now I just stopped my... Thanks, Rizzy.
Catch you while you're eating, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
57 past. Good day. Tom Kreitler's here with us while
he's
swallowing his food.
We've got this Joaquin that will hit the Bahamas today, the Carolinas tomorrow,
the Washington is coming first, and then Joaquin.
Yeah. And then, well, we've had a northeaster for the last 24 hours, and that's kind of still around. So what do people in these danger zones do to immediately prepare for something that's moving in this fast, this quickly?
Yeah. Well, and we've got plenty of notice on this tube. So you do all the basic things. You know, you get rid of all the projectiles in the yard, the stuff that's going to fly out and hit your family's home and hit your neighbor's homes. And you also prepare with food and you batten down the hatches. And let's think about the power here, Doug, because so many of these storms are knocking out power to the communities they hit. And what happens immediately after is this panic sets in while people are trying to find generators, they're trying to buy gasoline. You know, you should be doing all of that stuff now to get yourself ready. And if even after Sandy you still don't have a backup generator, oh man, what are you waiting for? Go get one now. The prices have come way down, and the utility of having one of these things just can't be beat.
All right. So, in terms of boarding up windows, do you really have to do that anymore?
I think you do, sure. I mean, windows still break. Very few of us have crack-proof windows, and even so, they still break, but they just don't like
shatter. See, I thought the new windows were much more... they were much
resilient?
More
not resilient, with a 2x4, stronger. Not with a 2x4s flying through the air.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah. Well, so just there's common sense involved in this, pretty much. Right?
Yeah, exactly. We actually have an article on MoneyPit.com that will tell you how to make homemade storm shutters. It's really not that difficult to do.
MoneyPit.com. Check that out. Tom Kreitler here on Good Day at 59 after the hour.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffer from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.